The Daily Catch on CKBW.ca.
I'm Evan Taylor, and welcome to The Daily Catch for March 20th, a wrap-up of all the news that matters to the South Shore today. Highway 103 has been closed for much of the day between exits 13 and 14. It was caused by a single motor vehicle collision at 1:15 this afternoon that also damaged power lines in the area. Speaking with RCMP Sergeant Mark McPherson, he says they originally hoped to have it open in a few hours, but that timeline had to be changed.
We thought it'd be a couple hours, but Nova Scotia Power, it's a big job, so nobody can get through here. The lines are hanging too low.
He says NS Power told him at 2 o'clock that the job would take around 6 hours, making the estimated opening time around 8 this evening. RCMP say the incident is not under criminal investigation and the lone occupant sustained only minor injuries. Moving on to our COVID-19 coverage today, coming out of the provincial government, we learned that they are putting up $161 million to help small and medium-sized businesses during the shutdown. Minister of Business Jeff McClellan made the announcement from a press conference this afternoon. He says they're deferring payments and interest of government business loans until June 30th and deferring worker compensation payments. McClellan says loans under the Small Business Loan Guarantee Program will also be deferred.
We are enhancing that very program, making it easier for small businesses to access credit up to $500,000. For those who might not otherwise qualify for a loan, government will guarantee the first $100,000.
Premier Stephen McNeil announced Nova Scotia student loan payments are also being deferred for 6 months, starting March 30th. Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Robert Strang, confirmed one new case of COVID-19. The additional presumed case brings the total cases in the province to 15, with 5 confirmed and 10 presumptive. Headlining the Prime Minister's federal address today was news that the government is launching a program to secure essential supplies. The plan aims to bolster the production capabilities of companies currently making things that are vital, like masks and ventilators. It will also help companies that aren't making things that are deemed essential to alter their practices to produce more useful materials.
For example, the Auto Parts Manufacturers Association reached out to us asking how they could help. Our healthcare professionals really need support, so our government will help these companies shift production from auto parts to medical supplies.
The Prime Minister also made a point to thank civil servants like EI administrators who have seen massive amounts of applications in the last week.
We received over 500,000 applications so far this week, compared to just under 27,000 applications for the same week last year.
Also included in the announcement was official confirmation that the U.S.-Canada border will shut tonight at midnight for non-essential travel. Looking locally, as more people are using things like sanitary wipes and paper towel, the town of Lunenburg is reminding people to dispose of them properly. On the town's Facebook page, they shared an image of what a pipe backed up with wipes can look like, and Mayor Rachel Bailey spoke about the damage improper disposal can cause.
They damage the equipment, they bog up through the system, they create extra maintenance and can actually be very destructive. And especially now when they're being used in increased numbers, it's a real hazard.
In order to avoid this, the town says wipes and similar products should never be flushed, but rather put out for solid waste collection on the appropriate day. South Shore newspaper Lighthouse Now abruptly cut ties with its local freelance columnists this week. In an email sent out to contributors on Tuesday, Lighthouse Now editor Charles Mandel said the paper was instructed to drop all freelancers and columnists effective immediately by their head office. The email did not specify the reason for the call, nor did it specify if the move was permanent or temporary. In a Facebook post, columnist Evan Dahl said the choice will not only affect me financially, but also the loyal readers who enjoyed staying up to date with what was on the go in their community. Another columnist who asked to remain anonymous shared the same sentiment as Dahl and says the announcement was unexpected and without reason. Lighthouse Now says they forwarded our request for comment from the appropriate individual, but no response was given. That's your Daily Catch. More on these stories and others can be found in the links below.